March 29, 2016 is the Watt from Pedro Show. Walk for Fever Show. Hey, Brother Matt.
Cheers.
We're back at the Love Grotto.
Yeah. Bitch and day.
Man alone. Well, via Skype, I've got to spiel with Barron's Whitfield there.
Oh, very cool.
A town called Beverly, Massachusetts.
Oh.
Which is next to Salem.
Oh, okay.
Maybe 20 miles northeast of
Boston.
So
they probably got a few of the witches didn't get as hassled. They're on the fringe.
But he grew up in New Jersey. Mm-mm. So, very interesting story.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to come play at the end of the month. No, he's going to be here May 19th when I have to do that.
Oh,
I get to do the Ramones. It's the 40th.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be righteous.
Yeah, with Cheetah Chrome and Clem Burke.
Bitchin'.
And then a bunch of guest singers.
Uh-huh.
It used to be called the Ritz, I guess, Webster Home.
Righteous.
Manhattan.
Yeah, missed last week.
I get to miss Barron, so if you get a shot, check him out.
Cool.
Called the Savages.
Yeah, missed because I was in Mex.
That's right.
Yeah, that was pretty sweet.
How was that trip?
Cool, that was bitching. I wish it was longer.
Yeah. Good point. Point well taken.
We
start off John Coltrane doing What's New, which is good for our guest. He came all the way down from parts north.
Yeah.
It's not that far north, is it?
My bro back from over 30 years.
Am I too loud, then? Everybody always says that.
When you move it up there, you can use that stand.
All right.
But if you want to push, you can do
it. Yeah, you scoot it over.
I mean, you've got enough radio experience. In fact, me and Brother Matt just did you a visit.
Yeah.
February?
Yeah, man.
A couple months ago up in the L.A. Bus Show. That was cool.
The L.A. Bus Show, yeah. That was a good one.
Anarchy.
Dash Radio.
Los Anarchy radio station on the Dash family, the Dash Network.
Cool.
Yeah, so we're reciprocating. We're having you on our show.
Right
on.
I much appreciate
it. Plus, I've been for 30 plus years.
Yeah,
we'll
get into that. There's a historical link.
I'm super honored. Like, I'm super stoked. I cut my entire schedule to pieces to be here.
Brother Matt. Man.
Brother Matt is the man.
Major time donate for us. And we heard Sawako and Daisuke Miyatani doing Mando no Soto.
Shit.
Oh.
Sorry about that. Yeah.
His theme song.
Sorry about that.
His own theme song.
What is your earliest musical memory?
The Cuckoo's Nest. Well, before that, before I ever went to anything.
Like when you're a child.
You're a fucking Nino.
Okay, there'd be like my uncle when I was like six, Chicago.
Okay.
The band Chicago really like got
you
me superstar. Yes, and before that was Sinatra because I'm half Italian. But the Sinatra was super cool.
Was playing.
Yeah, I was always in the house, right? Christmas, Easter, that kind of shit, right?
But your uncle. Like,
it still happens, by the way.
What was the first name? CTA. Didn't they shorten their name to Chicago?
I don't know.
Yeah, Chicago Transit Authority.
Yeah, I think they had a big ass name.
Oh, okay. It's kind of like the Southern Death Cult. Now they're the Cult.
Which I always thought was Blue Oyster Cult. It tripped me out, but it was some England guys. No, this is supposed to be Long Island guys.
They're like Southerners.
Well, Blue Oyster Cult.
No, the Cult. Southern Death Cult. Are they England?
I thought so.
Oh, man. Clueless.
I think that's why they do that, so they get cross-references and people start checking them out by mistake.
Ah!
Well, the English love the south of the United States. They still do. They still, like, it's like, these guys must be from, like, Nashville. No, they're from, like, Manchester.
So you're in Chicago, you're a little boy, you're in your uncle's pad.
No, this
love
is,
Chicago. No,
this is here, it's just the band. Just seeing
just
the band,
band,
just the band, just listening
so
to the band.
SoCal.
Yeah, I was in SoCal, in Orange County, when it was still Orange Street.
So looking back, do you think he had weak musical taste, or was it all right?
No, I actually played some Chicago recently, because it reminded me of some stuff that I heard that's like super, super, like heavy, dope shit now, you know?
I remember in high school, big song that the bands would play was 25 or 60 before, because they had a lot of horns.
Yeah.
You know?
That's what Greg Hudson said.
Ska days for the kids. Rock and roll, Chicago got that going.
That's what Hudson said I should have played, but I played something else, and I can't remember what song it was, but it had to do with, I was playing a hip-hop song by somebody, and I heard that Chicago song, I'm like, oh, perfect set. Yeah, exactly. Something like that, right? Something like that.
Maybe the singer man shot himself.
Is that true? That's sad,
you're
man.
That's the days you're talking about.
That's such a sad vibe.
Great voice.
No, but that's kind of what got me into it. And then when I got into punk rock at the Cuckoo's Nest, because that was the punk rock club in Orange County.
Mesa.
My best friend's big brother.
I got asked to play this called Tiki.
Tiki Bar. Well, it's not the same place. It's right down the block. Now Hank's Electric occupies the place where the Cuckoo's Nest used to be.
I've been played there a couple times.
Oh, yeah, totally. I was there. I was there.
We're coming down electrocuted bad. Yeah, our noses touched. I
talked to a guy, Krabby. He's a singer for El Centro. He does some metal stuff now, but he was telling me, he used to be like a bouncer there back then. And he was telling me how one day we were talking about rockabilly, Jimmy and the Mustangs, the Rock and Rebels, and Jimmy and the Mustangs was there. He was there. And you guys showed up as the Minutemen, but you played as a different sound, like something about the Golden Pyramids or something like that. Do you remember this? It was something like that. I'd have to have a beer.
Golden Showers.
It was the Golden Showers. The Purple Pyramids, right. Perfect set.
That was some kind of L, right?
That was his memory of your band.
I remember us playing there once, not actually playing. Jay Roach had sold it to some...
Oh, when it turned into the clown. To the music factory or something like that?
Yeah, some other name. And we do the sound check, and the dude goes... Boss man is like, is that what you sound like? We did like a song like More Joy. It's like 45 seconds, you know. What you sound like? He said, yeah. He said, I thought you played the Roxy. I said, we did. We don't fret. He said, Roxy where? Fresno? They start laughing. He said, just pack it up, boys.
That's hilarious. I bet you.
Georgie wanted to fight this dude. Punch the shit out of us, Georgie. Let's just run away to fight another day.
I bet you Jerry made some money on that cat, though. Because
he was there.
He was doing the music machine. Not the music machine, but the, what the hell was it called? The Rockabilly place. It was inland, like in Fullerton.
Right, right.
What was the name escapes me, but that's where, you know, and that's about the time that a lot of people.
Oh, she went through the things, huh?
Well,
they did hardcore, they did mod.
Mod was happening when Rockabilly was happening. And the reason it's funny. The reason I know about mod when I was like maybe a freshman in high school, right? This is like 1978, is my Irish friends that I played soccer, club soccer with, they were from Ireland. They brought that music with them. And then the punk thing just kind of fell into place as far as, in so much as anything that wasn't on KLOS, KMET, anything that wasn't mainstream was punk rock. And that included reggae, blues, you name
it. Talking Orange County, talk about FM radio.
Funk.
Talking about 88.9.
Put
Irvine Station on the same frequency.
Yeah, I know, right.
But they had very little power at that time.
I know. There's the trailers in the back. I remember when they were up in the room. But why did they do that? Put them on the same just to make sure.
Say we only got so many frequencies. You guys got to share.
Depending on the day, you could actually get KXLU even in Orange County.
Sure, I know.
Yeah, it was
here
crazy.
It's tough with the hill.
Yeah, we get blocked out.
We get blocked out Pedro here a little bit.
Yeah, we're getting calls from Catalina and Santa Barbara, just a fluke signal going out some weird places pretty far.
Well, all the crazy stories, people putting like aluminum foil on their antennas.
I used to wear one for a hat. Right.
baby, baby. Gonna plant me a tree where I can see where my baby done gone. Then I'll look up in the sky with tears in my eyes. Tell my baby goodbye, goodbye. plant me a tree where I can see where my baby done gone. Then I'll look up in the sky with tears in my eyes. Tell my baby goodbye, goodbye.
Pedro Show, round two. we heard Howie Reed, Bear Pockets, Lemon Kittens, Kites, Carnavetero, Sol Goya, Jungle Fever, Taff Apo. That's where I got to do the bass solo.
Pointy Shoes.
Tour with Pointy Shoes, yeah. I mean, carry them in the boat, just hoping I bump into Dirk, because that's what you got to do. You never know when you're going to see him. So I have the shit in the boat ready to
Hey, Dirk.
Donate me. Then we had Nutsack Live doing What's Gonna Happen to Brother. I'm on bass here, Psychic Temple, new single, You Ain't a Star, Chris Schlarb. We were discussing how it's righteous to say that name.
Yeah, Schlarb.
Schlarb.
Yeah, love it.
Oops, sorry, that was right.
What's the family crest look like?
It's probably a fist, a big fist. And then, oh no, it's an open palm pointing towards the sky. While with Change, that's VVHILE. Very clever. Grendel, brand new from Art Trip with Static Sound. Kyoka with Celia Melty. And finally, Nervous Gender on the Hip Cats from Hell, Richard Meltzer Show, 1979. Georgian Girl, the early version. I'm speaking of radio, and I used to watch, yeah, kind of, because I ate L when I listened to the shows. I'd watch the corners, and I'd be up forever guessing, are they poking out and me poking it around him, or they poking it and me out around them.
That's trippy, the whole corner aspect interpretation, because as a teacher, I had this student who was autistic Asperger's, dude. So he was really cool and hip in his own unique way, you know.
They're the most creative, actually, of all.
He asked to go to the bathroom. So he just scored, like, 100% on four tests that took 90 minutes, took him 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And he said, where's the bathroom? And we just said, around the corner. He came back 20 minutes later, says, I can't find, I'm sorry, where's the bathroom? Went and pointed it. It's right there around the corner. It's like, that special ed teacher said, you can't say it's around the corner, man. Just look right here. How many corners are there? You know, he knows the process, what that means.
Yeah. Too literal.
Yeah. So the careful. L is a good, like they said, a good experience on the L.
Those are beautiful people, though.
But we have to learn that stuff.
Yeah.
I think the only thing we know is sucking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We have to learn how shadows work, and that's what we know. We stop running into the tables, breaking our faces.
Yeah, trippy process.
Anyway, Brother Buzz's story. You're going to go to college. You're going to leave Orange County.
Leave Orange County. I'm done.
You're going to get in a bio. You know what your target is. But because of this rockabilly thing, you got it.
Well, it was the punk rock thing, then the getting knocked out by a guy who thought it was punk rock to knock you out at the gig, campus, and then grow a punk rock at the campus. There was only like about eight people, literally. Yeah.
So
well,
you see some other strange guys. I have to tell you,
I got to tell you, I didn't feel alienated. I felt like fuck everybody. This is, I didn't even think of it that way. It's just like, this song is just rolling. Actually, I thought when I got to LA, it would be completely like, cool. Like, everybody would fucking know what's going on versus like a suburb like Orange County.
Yeah.
It turns out, not so much, you know, and in the end, I mean, you know how,
wherever you go, that's where you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I just kept rolling along. I mean, like Agent Ava, right? Who's Solana Rae now. She, I met her in the cafeteria at Loyola, and she had actually transferred in. She did a couple years, and then she transferred as a junior.
Yeah.
And the rugby dudes, or not the rugby, but the, whatever the jocks were, I don't know what it was. They were like throwing shit at her, and I went down and sat next to her and just stared at these dudes. These dudes could have kicked my fucking ass, but they were afraid of me because they didn't know if I had a weapon. That's what they thought. I mean, it was just it was ridiculous, right? But that's just kind of how it was, you know.
But the station was calling, KXLU.
Station was calling, and then we all decided to do it.
You learned as a younger man,
and we were going to force feed everybody punk rock, ska, and all this other stuff that we thought was the coolest shit ever. And, you know, because now, I mean, you know, everybody takes it for granted that the way things are now are the way they are. But however, back then, children, and I'm talking to everybody under like 35, it wasn't that way. I mean, it was, you were pretty much an outcast if you listened to even reggae. I mean, there was something wrong with you, you know. It just, that's the way, right?
Do you remember your first show?
I do. It was on AM. I was on AM for about 6 months or less, and I remember being thrown into FM. I was the first freshman.
Oh, what did you do at AM? Did you, like, read the weather?
I was playing Minor Threat and Minuteman. I was doing music, but it only went to the cafeteria.
Right, on the campus.
But I got thrown into FM right after Stella Straight Pop, which we were talking about off air before. Stella is still on the air now. But it's like I got put into the 2 to 6 AM shift, right?
Sure.
So I was first freshman to be on FM. That's what they told me, at least. I don't even know if it's happened since. And it's just because of the stuff I knew. And believe me, I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I was just having fun. But Stella...
Never even thought about it, but
I loved it.
It was something that came on. You didn't think you'd be the man behind the mic.
It was the universe at work, man. It just fell into my lap naturally. It was nothing that was forced. It was just happened, right? And, you know, so there I am. I remember this. First, let me tell you a story real quick. First was how they get the name Buzz. And it was because we were all getting high one night. You might have even been there, Brother Matt. It was like four of us.
Doobie.
And some, whoever was sitting across from me, like, trying to think of names to be on, to have a name, like a handle, oh, like a trucker, you know? Right. And I couldn't think of anything. And the cat across from me says, Buzz. I'm like, what? And he goes, Buzz. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? He goes, look at your shirt. I was wearing a bowling shirt. I bought it like Nana's or somewhere. And the name on the bowling shirt was Buzz, because that's a rockabilly thing, right? We're wearing bowling shirts, you know, that say Carl or whatever.
You know? They were named after a bowling shirt.
I didn't know that. See, I didn't know that.
The bowling team.
Okay, same thing. So then I'm up there, and I can't interview anybody. I know a lot of people, you know, because everybody can't. It was a very small community, as you know. I mean, that whole punk rock community.
Astronaut. I think the second guy in the moon.
Aldrin.
Buzz Aldrin, right. Yeah, that was his name. He actually used to live in Newport, right down the street from me, as it turns out. He was my neighbor, like, 20 years later.
Wow, but I tell you, in Pedro, Buzz totally meant Buzz.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, really? Oh, he was the guy like Caps and Funk.
We were all not together. You were a Buzzhead. You're under the influence.
That's what everybody thinks, because once in a while, I have that reputation, you know.
People got different thing. Like, I'll tell you a word that changed for me was bummed. Because bummed now means sad. Bummed used to mean this lame mota would make you feel all tired. Mm-hmm. It had nothing to do with sad. It was just all tired because it had so many resins and, like, impurities in it.
Okay.
So I got totally bum rushed by that, because the reality, everybody else was saying, no, that means sad.
Huh.
But bummed out meant you were beat up by the lame mota. Yeah, before there was buds.
Okay.
Unless you didn't have to smoke a lot to get a headache. Anyway, so this is where you get
your anyway, okay, so
the dude digs your shirt.
Okay, dude digs my shirt. So
you know what, Dukowski, that's where he gets his name. Some thrift, you know,
thrift store item, right.
Pop, Greg Ginn's Pop would bring them clothes from the thrift store. And there was a name inside the jet.
And that's what it was. So it's not unique. Okay. Hell, you learn something new every day, don't you? I mean, but it makes sense. I mean, because, you know, when you're a kid, that's kind of a cool thing, right? You know,
yeah,
when that kind of thing. It's like, you know, this is a badge of honor, man. Mm-hmm. And it's stuck to this day. I mean, most people, except for my mother, my real name's Robert, and nobody calls me fucking Robert. My mom says Bobby, you know, what are they going to do?
Fucking Robert.
Well, yeah, no, she doesn't use that word.
You have to begin with like mine, and you don't have to make them up.
Well,
you
know,
taught me and Dee Boone had fake names.
Yeah, that's fucking great. The greatest names ever, actually. Yeah. And so anyway.
Got a bone break. That's
just real. I didn't know that. That's actually,
That's why we got you on the show, so we can learn you shit, bud.
You can learn some shit.
Okay. So, what did you call your first FM show? What did you call the AM show?
Nothing. I was just Buzz. I was just Buzz. Same thing when I was there. It was a KXC. Buzz is what it turned into.
See, Brother Matt had the blues shit.
Yeah, no. See, but I was like a regular. Brother Matt had a specialty show, right? Like right now, I have a specialty show.
Yeah.
And the reason I have that show is because the dude that is like second up to, he's like Snoop Dogg's number one dude. He used to listen to my show, and now he owns his own station, Los Anarchy, and he's the one that went looking for me to do that show again, and I met with him and I decided to do it.
The KXLU show.
The KXLU show. No, that's the one now. The one now.
Yeah.
That one's called LA Buzz, but I still go by Buzz. But the one at KXLU was just Buzz, and it was just on the regular, because I was just a regular student doing my thing, no specialty, but I was doing a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and I kind of developed that style, which I loved. Loved to death. But the way, the great story about how it started was like, I wanted to interview somebody desperately, but Stella got everybody. Everybody. And I'd be up there watching it. I mean, I could tell stories right now that would probably get my ass kicked or maybe even off for the stuff that went up on during that, because some of these people are fucking huge now. Yeah. Well, I'm not going to go there. But I will say, my first interview was, I said to Stella, I was at the cafe, and I used to see the mentors. Remember the mentors?
El Duce.
El Duce. So I'd be hanging out with Eldon. Eldon was a really cerebral, amazingly smart dude. He did some pretty sick shit, but he was a really smart guy. I used to chat with him at the cafe. And so one day, chat. You know, we would chat. I mean, the guy was like, he was a good conversation. You know, some people are not good conversations. You know, this guy was, he really,
I know.
He was amazing.
No,
amazingballs guy. I mean, yeah. So I said,
you know, I was a little bit older than you.
Yeah. You are really? No kidding. Anyway, well, so.
No, it tripped me out.
So I said, I go, kid, do you want to come up? He's like, hell yes, Buzz, I'll come up, blah, blah, blah. So I said to Stella, I said to Stella, though, I had a deference. I said, is it cool?
You gotta save this, because we're at the end of the first hour.
Okay, we'll pick up after.
March 29, 2016. Just Whopper Peter show up. Other than that, our guest, Buzz.
Yeah.
Hold tight for hour two. March 29, 2016. It's the second hour.
Whopper
Peter
show.
Look at that shit! Wow!
Down there.
I really live for the thrill of a good radio show or spinning a hunk of vinyl from your favorite artist, but the music is really the thunder. It is pure natural form, just as much as part of the day as the summer rainstorm. I like it, no doubt. Funk and noise and various rock songs. Music that flails you and lifts you out of life. Inspiration gives you good reason to live, to really get down with something. It's the thunder of music doing a good job blowing your mind or giving you tomorrows of good shows to go to. Magicians are big in my life. The key to greatness, they open those doorways leading to pure pleasure through your wonderful ears, the thunder of music, something to get into and to get down to.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
Watt for Pedro Show. Start off the second hour with Dirty Beaches, untitled number two, something live from some bootleg. Joe Buhler with his poem "Music Is Thunder." Daddy's Gone to Bed. Barrett's Whitfield and Savage. That's what I was talking to you last week. Atomic Sherpas. That's got Vince Morrow.
Hey Vince, this is his birthday. Happy birthday, Vince.
That's like that band, man.
Hey Vince.
Atomic Sherpas. You guys are friends with those dudes?
Oh wait, dude, I picked them on tour. They're both Pair of Pliers and Crew of the Flying Saucer.
I've played the Sherpas on my show.
Yeah,
the good
play nice horn. He plays drums in Hellbat.
Harmonica, okay. Flute. He plays,
he's dude. He's from an old OC band called El Grupo Sexo.
Oh, I know that band.
this is his first band.
Right on, man. So he's been around.
Patrick Butler with Majestic Vistas. Butler from The Unstoppable. I think he's somewhere in Long Beach, somebody told me. Warblers, She Moves Me. That's Jay Maskus's brother. Michael, the other Mike, and Bilge Pump Live. Thank you very much. Bilge Pump, incredible band out of, not Manchester, but Leeds, England. And another Leeds band, New Woman, with PNC. Got to play with both them last year with Cuz Tour. And then finally, See You in Tijuana with The Devil Holds a Fort, Neptune Bears a Trident. Back with our guest Buzz here telling us about his radio days.
Yes, let me, children, I hate to use that word, children, but I can't help myself. Children, in 82, we thought we were so far behind. Like, my experience with any of the scene was from late 79 on. And it's like, we were just like, kind of like, oh, we're such losers because we've only been in the scene since late 79.
And I think in those days, things changed really quick.
They did.
Made a big difference. But nowadays, It don't mean shit.
It did. It's like, that's what I was saying. Like, less than a year and a half was my consolidated punk rock career.
Right.
And then less than a year of rockabilly after that, it was world everything.
Explain that to people, how things changed so quick in those days.
It was, and then nobody knew what the hell was going on. Nobody knew your band. I'm sure you weren't thinking, hey, we're going to be the stalwarts of, like, we're going to be the inspiration for so many bands. Nobody was thinking that.
Part of a movement, but we didn't know about consequences.
But everybody was just doing it. And you know how they talk about living in the now?
Yeah.
That's what was happening, but you didn't really know it. No one was taking pictures for the most part. Nobody was, like, of course, there was no, all the stuff that we have now.
Except for that one guy. Yeah, there was that one tall guy that would take pictures. I can't remember.
His name is Ed Culver.
Ed Culver.
Yes, Ed Culver.
But there's a few photo dudes.
That's all right. Sorry, Ed. Hey, by the way, Ed, get back to me about going on my show, you fucker.
But he is tall.
He is tall, yeah. He's still tall.
He took a lot of shots.
He's still tall.
So did Anna Suma. And there was another lady, too.
Asian girl.
Jenny Lenz.
Yeah, that's right.
Asian girl.
There was a few, actually,
yeah,
man.
Oh, yeah. But like Dave Markey and George Schwartz and Friedberg.
Yeah.
This is a thing now.
There's great documentation of this.
So there was like nine guys or girls. That was like everybody. Everybody.
Was in the moment.
If you're not documenting what's going on now, you're the oddball. Mm-hmm. So actually, I salute you, Mr.
Most days we didn't have that kind of sensibility. It was like
you're just doing it. Yeah. So anyway, to finish the story, just to get it out of the way, the LDJ thing. So I went to Stella, and Stella did not give me the time of day. Okay, at the time she was very. Now we're like brother sister, but at the time, and
you
I said,
"Get one of the surfer slave boys."
Well, I go, "I've got an interview, but I want to clear it with you. Do you mind if I interview the mentors?" And she, before I was even done with my set, she's like, "Have fucking at it. They're all yours." And let me tell you something. Now, I understood why after the fact. But, I mean, during the interview, El Duce is like playing with a buck knife, like a long buck knife that was very shiny, and drinking straight out of a bottle of Jack Daniels. Everybody was. And I was there. I had a couple friends that were there. They were giving me moral support. Cause I am
2 in the morning?
Yeah, 2 in the morning is when it started, with the 2 to 6. I was shitting myself the whole time. But at the end, I managed to get through it all. And I was a little bit sketched out by it, you know, because what was going on. But when it was over, he put off the persona. He slapped me on the back. And he says, "Brother Buzz, you're all right." And then from that point on, I was on the house list of the 0. And I was carte blanche everything, and it was fucking amazing, let me tell you. It was an amazing time to be alive. And, I mean, if I could quantify my whole life, if I could only live 4 years of my life, it would be like 81 to 85. I mean, those were such great years, man. It was just... And the
I remember I was playing at the Café de Grand.
Yeah.
And Tucci's in front of D-Boone. Pissing in a cup.
Lovely.
Okay. People were singing and playing as hard as I know.
Oop, shit.
The pants get down to the ankles, and yeah, a little stability challenge. Down goes Duce. But she held on to the cup, I gotta say that, okay? Which was pretty amazing. And dudes are gonna stop him. He's right up front there. Not much of a stage. You know how that cafe was.
Yeah.
D-Boone dances around him to protect him as he's playing. Steve was singing and playing. He's ringing Duce to make sure no one stomps him. And it was the meeting of
minds. Two stalwarts for sure.
To put it together, you know, to make a gig. And I got to watch this. And then also the interaction with the crowd, because the crowd, they saw true compassion. They got out of their stupid mob mentality. And it was like, whoa.
Well, the was like a saint like that.
The cafe.
It all came together for me. It was epiphany.
The cafe was definitely reminding me of the early days of the Cuckoo's Nest. When I first got to the Cuckoo's Nest, it was like, I was shitting myself then too. It's like, who the fuck are these people? Turns out these people were the most amazing people ever because they were artists.
Yeah.
They were philosophers. They were writers. and they had the music and everything, sociopolitical aspect of everything, stuff that I never knew because I was like 15 years old, you know.
Yeah.
And I became not friends with them really because I was there for such a short time, but became very comfortable in this environment. So when I moved back, when I moved to LA, because I'd already been to Cathay, but when I got to LA, Cathay became kind of the stalwart place you always ended up at the very least, you know, depending on what was going on around. My favorites was actually, before you mentioned, was the Lingerie. I loved the Club Lingerie. Who owned the Club Lingerie? Who owned that place?
I don't know, Brendan Mullen, the guy who...
Did Brendan own that place too?
He didn't, but he booked it.
He booked it, yeah, that's right. I don't think he owned it.
His name was Kurt. I don't know if he...
Man, I want
this guy with white hair. Do you remember this cat?
I remember Mario had white hair.
Quiet.
Mario was the guy that had white hair with Roxy, you know, but it's like it wasn't him.
They got lingerie. Some of their matches.
This is lingerie, and kind of almost bleached white, very manicured man, and hardly ever said word.
Dad.
The guy who would deal with you would be Brandon.
Yeah.
And Brandon's the guy who did the mask.
Amazing guy. Yeah, I know the mask too.
Brandon,
I know the mask too.
Great cat. Brother Matt, you're looking like you're ready for some spin cycle.
Well,
spin cycle!
I want to get Buzz and I so we can get a little guest spinach because Buzz is hip to so many things that are happening now, which I'm not. And so, but he looks like he got that air. It doesn't have a disc burner on there, it doesn't look like.
But I have the attachment in my backpack.
Oh, okay, cool.
I'm a man of many talents. It's just a question of actually doing it.
Cool, so we're just going to throw a quick CD together, so I was just looking for stuff like that.
Let's do it right now, then.
Cool.
Yeah. Stuck into a scrapbook beneath your bed. 4,599 broken hearts. One more you can't get out of your head. While you swear you can remember every pair of lips you kissed. Deep down you're scared there's one or two you might have missed. Oh, kind voice, wherefore art thou? Does your mother know who you are? That I can point a finger, I've been a sinner just the same. Fallen hard in love in motels, and by sunrise lost her name. I have crept out into cold air in the smallest hours to leave. And in the pockets of my jacket kept my last fidelities. A navy coin and a broken plastic compass that someone gave me. That can't find north anymore. Just like me. Oh, Gene Simmons, wherefore art thou? I could show you a hand on my shoulder now. When fidelity runs low, that there's the moment when you choose. In life, the things you love, some you keep, some you lose.
Thank you.
got what spun.
What drove you to do what you just did to us?
That was the best
friend,
fucking spin cycle I ever heard. That was the best spin cycle ever.
In hour two. June, March 26, 2016, Dishwap Peter Show, our special guest, Buzz.
Yo.
Hold tight for hour three. March 29, 2016, it's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro Show. We'll be right back.
Thank you. it's interesting. I want to go home. One drop of the poison. Down the hatch, and yet this blood-red bullet just won't stop. Swelling without rest.
Start off the third hour with Liquor Ball doing Evolutionary Squalor. That's got brother Steve McKay there. Part 5, thinking about him. Marlon on the bass there. Then we got Electric Sepulchre, Cats Tremble, Trump's Rump. Then Goldeen Cassine from Plonk, Porch with Tattooed Love Boys, Petrol Terriers with Images, Big Crux, Jangly, and Pudge with From the Boxcar. Brother Buzz, talking about your radio adventure.
This is why I love your show. Your show is like more eclectic than mine. You play more like amazing
there's people
bands.
All over the world making
there are there's so many, but
because and, the internet I can get a hold of it
and same here and it's like but it's like you could stretch even a little bit further than Brother Buzz does.
I was born a little further before Brother Buzz.
You got a couple of years on me. Alright.
Okay.
I'm trying to learn it. So, you know, every day is a learning experience, right?
I mean, just to notice that it takes a level of assist, dude.
I love
back
you
back to your adventure.
Yes,
okay.
Sir,
you broke the interview water with Brother Elvin.
Yes, I did.
He gave you the slap on the back, and you were his man.
And that was it. Yeah.
I liked him a lot, too. Very untimely passing of him.
Yeah.
People, if you drop the 40, maybe go buy another one. Especially if you're near Amtrak.
Yeah, right. Ain't that the truth?
Yeah.
You were going to school for?
Biology to be a dentist.
And you end up a dentist.
I end up a dentist.
Is that a parallel universe? Tell us about that.
Well, when I was 6 years old, this is before I listened to Chicago at my uncle's house, right? I got in a fight with a kid, and back when I was 6 years old, I was the same size, if not larger, than some of the other children. And I actually won the fight, such as it was, okay? Yeah. And me and my posse were in the men's room doing our thing, and I'm walking out of the men's room. I'll never forget it. And I forget a lot. But I'll never forget this. I'm walking out, I push the big wooden door open, and somebody comes up behind me with both hands and pushes me. And being a six-year-old, I went head first into the asphalt.
Oh.
I didn't put my hands out to break my fall. And I look down, and my front teeth are fucking broken in half.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at them on the asphalt, white and black, right? And so my mother shows up. I'm in the principal's office.
Yeah.
I get suspended from school for 2 fucking weeks, if you can believe it. I'm in second fucking grade. But anyway, my mother also suspends me, grounds me for like 2 weeks, and they're going to send me to the goddamn dentist, which I've heard is not so bueno.
Yeah, yeah.
But it turns out it is bueno. This is 1970, okay?
Yeah, okay?
And bonding of teeth, you know, everyone's all the white teeth now, but it's like bonding of teeth, they just kind of come out. You mix two white things together, they make a chemical reaction, you put them on the tooth, polish them up, and that's what this guy did, and it didn't hurt at all, okay?
Yeah.
And I remember walking out of that office, looking in the mirror as I'm walking down the hall, and it must have been, you know, what do you want to do when you grow up week or something? Because I remember stopping and looking at them, like, thinking to myself, these look better than they did before I broke them. This is what I want to do when I grow up.
Yeah.
And so that was my mission, and that was it. And the music didn't derail that.
No, you know, I said parallel universe.
You know, but the thing
I
is, I have to tell you though, back in the 80s, you know this, you know, being in radio or in the industry at all, in any capacity, was, and I won't say why, I won't go into that whole political cesspool and get all yelled at, but there was glass ceilings everywhere, and it wasn't just for women that were minorities. It was for everybody and for a lot of people. And I interned with Epitaph. I did all that stuff, you know, I did all these things for different things, and it clearly was not the way to go. It just wasn't. I mean, at the time, even for the bands, it was not the way to go.
Yeah.
The shit didn't really start getting steam as far as that movement and that musical genre and all the genres as they melded together and crossed over until like the late 80s into the 90s, really.
Nirvana,
yeah, that's like, and they didn't really get going until.
Well, if you talk to the guys in the band, they would probably say that's silly.
Well, I
we're into germs.
Yeah, but they weren't making any fucking money.
I know.
It wasn't something you were going to do to make
really
a living.
In on it. It just happened around them, I think.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm talking about. So, I mean, you want to make a living so you can actually eat and pay your rent and so forth, especially in this town, even back then. And, you know, everything's relative. Yeah, rent was like $500 a month back then. However, that was like $3,000 now, right?
Yeah, but at 6 years old, I think you had pure interest, just teeth. I don't think you were thinking bums.
I was on to something. No, I wasn't. I had no, like, my father.
Look what you can do.
I was blown away by what
now
just happened.
Yes, freedom travelers, Phobos to Deimos and beyond, echoes new life, ripple effects hand in hand, brainstem to brainstem, it wraps its essence around you and you have no choice but to give in to, this is a once in a lifetime view, and yes, I love you.
Yes, I love you. Yes, I love you.
So quickly,
yes, I
just yes, the way I attempt to make things better for suffering doesn't stay.
Girl, you're not that shy. You know I love your eyes. Talk to me now. Let's get out.
We're home to life.
And you and I in the setting of the sun. He's flying, regretting every day. The rides to the heaviness and fun. You and I's the expression of the one. The party has begun. You and I.
Waiting for a
in the crescent moon as a present for holders of the view from Phobos as Mars approaches. Axis chosen, balance orbit, polar hues, and fissures hold you still. I miss you till I kiss you. I insist you take the primary steps to happiness. Even microbial life has adapted to shift. In global plight of man rests in the hands of engineering love and less fearing of the unknown theory. Pro discovery of what this even has to offer. Mr. Zero, my dear. Setting the sun, unifying, regretting nothing done. In the rides do together, this and fun. Humanize the expression of the one. The body has begun. A phobia from the view on Phobos.
seem to see today. Life is gone, there's nothing left, so close your eyes and fade away.
For this edition, Bagatella for harp and orchestra, Cousin Silas, David Gerard. Then we heard Phobos from Slippers and Asiolo. They're Long Beach, Strong Beach. Gnarly Davidson, part three, they're out of Kansas. Boohole, Remainders, they're downtown L.A. Gigi Allen, Motor City Bad Boys. Well, Gigi was New Hampshire, but no longer with
us. Was he New Hampshire, really? I didn't know that.
He's out.
Interesting.
Occupation was named the tune. Let's see. Very briefly, I can tell you something. You go on after Gigi Allen, bring your own mic. John Truby with Twilight Song. And finally, one of the best band names ever, Entertainment Law. With Love Out. Before we say Love Out to you, Brother Buzz, you're back in. There's been a big gap between your musics, right? We're talking 4 years with the KXLU, getting into your dentistry, then coming back into music with the 2000s, and now 30 shows under your belt with a new Los...
Feeling pretty good. You know what it's like when...
Where can people find you on the net?
Okay, you can find me and my show. It's called LA Buzz now, because I'm not... It was KXLU Buzz, just Buzz, but now it's LA Buzz. It's on the Los Anarchy radio station, which is one of the stations on Dash Radio. You can stream it at www.radio.com/los-anarchy.
Man, you've got a lot of stuff under your belt all these years, all these experiences. What about a young person, if they asked you for advice?
It's funny you say that, because in my office today, I had a young kid who is now not such a young kid anymore, but I've been seeing her as a patient for years, and she's 14 now, and her dream is to do the stuff that I do. And I told her, I said, it's a difficult business. I go, you get to still have your fun and not get too jaded from it. As opposed to if you're in the real, you know, business of making money, where you're making money, where you're not the artist or the DJ, you're like an agent or you're a tour manager or you're a producer or all these things. All that shit. People get jaded, and it could take them away from their family. That's assuming they have a family, because that would be assuming that they had the time to have a family and a relationship.
Oh, you know what?
You see that?
It takes a lot, especially the bigger the gig, it takes a lot of people to make a gig.
It does.
I think the world we're from, we're kind of a little smaller world.
Yeah, maybe.
So what did my, Gene Simmons might have been right. Keep it simple, stupid.
Yeah, well.
What do you want to tell this patient of yours?
I told her to just enjoy the ride and see where it takes you. This is just the simple advice of, and it's stupid, you know. Mm-hmm. If you love it, do it, and everything will work out just fine. Mm-hmm. If it's any kind of a situation where you are feeling like you're swimming upstream, bail the fuck out, and because it's not for you. Simple
Plan
as that.
Plan B. Dental school.
But this whole thing for me, you know, it's like when you have a friend that you haven't seen in 20 years.
Yeah.
But you see them one day at the pub or the gig or something, and it doesn't seem like it's been since yesterday. That's what music and being back in this business for me, that's how it is for me.
Every time I see Don Bowles.
Yeah, right? With his fucking hat. His fur hat in a 90-degree club. Yeah, no, right?
He's a great grandfather.
Is he really?
Wow. Fucking
just a grandfather. Yeah.
I bought one of his t-shirts for one of his bands. I can't remember what it was called. It's a long name. Do you
what
remember?
About that waist?
Fucking toothpick, man. He's fucking dying. It's like, what's your secret,
George,
man?
George used to call his ass Biscuit, man. You know, biscuits.
He's still got it.
It's great with cats, but from old age, but also new shift too. Like you're pacing there. It's such an honor for me and Brother Matt to have you aboard.
Hey, yeah, great to have you down here,
Pedro. Yeah. We want you to come back.
I
want to
come back.
It's April 29, 2016.
No, March.
The Live for Pedro show, Brother Matt. Essential Aiden and Abetting. Brother Buzz, thanks for making that hell ride. Do it again.
Yeah, man.
Out there, keep your powder dry.
Woo.